This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. 10 times in 1 John, the Apostle John uses the word "right." Did the Holy Spirit guide the apostles in their writing as well as in their oral messages? John quotes our Lord as promising, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." John 16:13. Paul claimed to have received the Holy Spirit, that he might know the things that were freely given to him of God Almighty. He then added, "Which things we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, combining spiritual ideas with spiritual words." 1 Corinthians 2:12-13. So whether the apostles spoke orally or wrote their messages, they were delivering God's message in God's words. The Apostle John constantly emphasizes writing, "And these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full." 1 John 1:4. "My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment that you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." 1 John 2:1-7, 8, 12-14. All age groups in the church, and I'm not speaking of chronological age, but spiritual age, must have instruction. John may use the term "little children" of all members of the body of Christ. He certainly seems to do that in other passages in 1 John. But he divides the members into fathers and young men. The older, more mature Christians needed John's letter. They were not to feel so secure that they did not need further instruction. The Apostle Peter commands all Christians, young and old, to grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. Paul demands that all of us put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6:10-11. John encourages the young men in the faith by assuring them that they had overcome the wicked one. 1 John 2:13. He also tells them that they are strong, and the word of God abides in them. 1 John 2:14. For those who believe a child of God cannot fall from grace. The words of John and of other Bible writers present some real difficulties. The author of Hebrews reminds his readers of the fact that many of the ancient Israelites could not enter Canaan because of their unbelief. "Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, They do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest." Why did the author of Hebrews mention the unbelief and rebellion of the Israelites? Please listen carefully. "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Hebrews 3:10-12. Did you know that the Greek word translated "departing" is apostasy, from which we get our English word apostasy? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.